With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Congressional leaders approving an agreement that will keep the federal government funded through March 14th and provide more than $100 billion in emergency aid to help states and local communities recover from Hurricanes Helene and Milton, as well as other natural disasters. House Speaker Mike Johnson.
I wish it weren't necessary. I wish we hadn't had record hurricanes in the fall, and I wish our farmers were not in a bind so much that creditors are not able to lend to them anymore. We have to be able to help those who are in these dire straits, and that's what the volume of the pages to this.
That stopgap measure will prevent a partial government shutdown that had been set to begin after midnight on Friday. It kicks final decisions on this year's budget spending levels to a new GOP-led Congress and to President-elect Donald Trump. Also, at SRNNews.com, curfew has gone into force as Mayotte struggles to recover from Cyclone Chido. Here's correspondent Charles De La Desma.
The curfew requires people to stay in their homes between 10 p.m. and 4 a.m. as authorities try to prevent looting of damaged buildings. The official death toll now stands at just over 20, with over 1,500 injured. But authorities believe hundreds and maybe thousands of people died in Saturday's storms. Nearly 70% of the population has been affected, with widespread destruction and ongoing power and communication outages. The French military says it's sending up to 5 planes a day, each with 50 tons of assistance, including food, water and medicine. Hundreds of military personnel have arrived too since the weekend in Mayotte, an island group off Africa. I'm Charles De La Desma.
Those mysterious drones still flying over the eastern U.S. also spotted now in Ohio, Virginia and Massachusetts. This is SRN News. A lot of America's college professors admit they're frightened.
A new poll released by the Foundation for Individual Rights and Expression finds that a lot of people who teach at our universities are hesitant to discuss certain topics for fear that their students will get them fired. 49% say they're afraid to talk about transgenderism, and more than a third won't mention abortion or religion lest they lose their job. The study also indicates 70% of college professors never talk about Israel. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Texas has sued a New York doctor for prescribing abortion pills to a Texas woman via telemedicine. It appears to be the first challenge to in the U.S. to a state shield law that's intended to protect prescribers in Democratic-controlled states from being punished by states with strong pro-life views. Prescriptions like those made online and over the phone are a key reason many of the abortions have increased. This is SRN News.
Stocks closed lower and gave back some of their stellar gains for the year. The S&P 500 fell 0.4%, though it's still near its all-time high set earlier this month. The Dow fell 0.6%. The NASDAQ Composite fell 0.3% from its record set just the day before. NVIDIA, the superstar stock that's been a big reason for Wall Street's run to records this year, fell for the 8th time in the last 9 days. Treasury yields held relatively steady after sales at U.S. retailers strengthened by more than expected. Bitcoin set another record. The Dow was down 267 points to close at 43,449. The NASDAQ lost 64 to 20,109. The S&P 500 dropped 23 points to 6050. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
And more details at srnnews.com.